So let's review. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, which was mentioned at the end of the previous daf, says that the Kahanim of the Beis HaMikdash would say the Aseres HaDibris during their morning tefillas. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Af Bikvulim Bikshu Likris Kain. Agamar begins by saying that some wanted to institute this same practice of reading the Aseres HaDibris even outside the Beis HaMikdash, but the Chacham did not allow it. Mipnei Tarumas Aminim, because this would give the Apikorsim, the heretics, grounds to argue that only the Aseres HaDibris are for Rav Mashem and that the rest of the Torah is not. Malkum Sha'omer Laharach. The Gemara begins a new discussion about one who begins saying a bracha with the intent to say the wrong bracha, but then ended up saying the correct bracha. What is the halach? Is it yaitza or not? Nokat kisa dechamra, uksav deshechruhu. If someone took a cup of wine, thinking it was beer, and started saying the bracha with the intent to make a shahakal niya bedvar, which is the correct bracha for beer, and then realized it was wine, and concluded with the correct bracha for wine, bar pri agafen. He is yaitza because even had he concluded with shahakal niya bedvar, it would have been good, based on the general rule that Va'al Kulam and Mama Shahakal Nibidvar Yatza. One is Yaitza if he says a Shahakal on any food. However, had the reverse happened, the halacha is not so simple. If one took a cup of beer, thinking it was wine, and began saying the bracha with the intent to make a Bari Priya Gafen, which is the wrong bracha for beer, and then realized it was beer, and concluded with the correct bracha for beer, Shahakal Nibidvar. The question is, do we say he is Yaitza since he concluded the bracha properly, or do we say that he's not Yaitza since he began the bracha with the wrong intent? The Gemara tries to resolve this question by presenting a braisa which discusses a seemingly similar case, where during Shachris by the brachas before Kriyishma, one began the bracha by saying, Asher B'dvari, Maravaravim, instead of Yitzir, but ended the bracha with Yitzir. The braisa teaches that he would be Yitzir because Hakol Hoylech Achar Achisim. The conclusion of the bracha is what counts. It would seem from here, the Gemara feels that the same rule would apply to our case, and we would also say Basra Chasim Azlinan. As long as the conclusion was correct, he would be Yaitza. However, the Gemara then says that it's not necessarily a valid comparison, since as we learned earlier, we need to mention the concept of Ur, light, and Choshech, darkness, both in the morning, as we say, Yaitza Ur Vayr Choshech, and in the evening, as we say, Goy L'Ur M'nei Choshech, V'Choshech M'nei Ur. Therefore, the Ikar Bracha, the main part of the Bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, was indeed said with the right intent, and he's clearly Yaitza. But in our case, where the Ikar Bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem was said with the wrong intent, maybe he's not Yaitza. In the end, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara then moves on. Amar Rabbi Bar Chinna Sabe Mishmei Derab, Kol Shloi Ome Emes V'Yatzev Shachris, Ve'emes V'Emuna Arvis, Lo Yotzi Dei Chavase. The brachas of Emes V'Yatzev and Emes V'Emuna were instituted for Tefillah Shachris and Maariv respectively, since they are alluded to in the pasuk of Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha Ve'Emunascha Balelis, as Rashi explains. Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha, in the morning we are to speak about the chesed that Hashem has done in the past, such as Yitzis Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsev, which are mentioned in Emes V'Yatzev. Ve'Emunascha Balelis. In the evening we should recite Emes V'Emuna, in which we express our faith in Hashem who constantly performs miracles on our behalf, and also speaks about our belief that he will save us from our enemies and redeem us from our dark and bitter exile. The Gemara continues by presenting a number of other teachings from Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba in the name of Rav. Kishu kareya, kareya b'baruch, ukishu zaykev, zaykev b'shem. Whenever you're required to bow during Shmoyne Esrei, you begin to bow at the word baruch, and then straighten up at the word Hashem. Shmuel explains that this ruling is alluded to in the pasuk, Hashem zaykev kefufim, Hashem straightens the bent. Kol hashana kula adam mispal hakel hakadosh, melech oiv tzedakah mishpat. During Aseres Mi'tshuva, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, one should say HaMelech HaKadosh in Shmoyne Esrei instead of HaKel HaKadosh that is said all year. And one should say HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat, because Hashem demonstrates His royal authority during that period when He judges the world. Kol She'evshad Le'Levakish Ra'acham Al-Chaveri Ve'Einam Mevakish Nikr Chayte. One should always ask Hashem to have mercy on his fellow man. One who has that opportunity and does not do so is called a sinner. Rava adds, if the individual who is in need of rachamim is a Talmid Chacham, then one must daven so intensely on his behalf, even to the extent of making himself sick. He also said, whoever sins and is embarrassed by it is forgiven for all his sins, because the shame serves as atonement. The Gemara proved this from Shaul HaMelech, who was embarrassed of his sin of killing the residents of Neivir Kahanim, and Shmuel informed him, Umacher atu v'necha imi, tomorrow you and your children will be with me, meaning imi b'mechitzasi, together with me in Gan Eden. The Gemara now returns to the topic of Shema. The Chacham wanted to add Parshas Balak to Kriyas Shema because it contains the pasuk Kara Shachav Kari Uchulavi Miyikemena. He crouched and lay down like a lion, and like a lion cub, who can stand him up? Which is similar to the pasuk Uvishach Bachov Kamecha, when you lay down and when you get up, in the Parsha of Shema. However, in the end, the Chacham decided not to include Parshas Balak and Shema because of Torah HaTzibur. It would create a burden on the congregation because of its length. And to just add this one pasuk could also not be done because Kol Parshas LePasuk Moshe Rabbeinu LePaskinan. We do not split up any Parsha in the Torah that was not split up by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara goes on to explain why Parshas Tzitzis was chosen to be added to Kriyas Shema over other parashas that also contain reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Mitzrayim. Because in addition to mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, it also contains five important concepts. Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Oil Mitzvahs, the yoke of the mitzvahs. Das Minim, to beware of heretical thoughts. Hir Hur Aveira, to refrain from sinful thoughts. And Hir Avodah Zarah, to refrain from thoughts of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara explains. The first three items are clearly mentioned. Mitzvah Tzitzis, V'asu Lehem Tzitzis, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ol Mitzvahs, Uri Isim Oise Uzchartim, Es Kol Mitzvahs Hashem Elokeichem. The other three are alluded to as follows. It says, V'leisusur achrei levavchim zuminis, V'achrei neichim zuhir avera, Asher atim zoynim achreiem zuhir avodah zarah.